Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome here. Welcome to those who are new. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We worship you, Father God. We just magnify your name this morning. Let's start praise and worship together. Hallelujah. You are a glorious God, Father. We worship your name. Oh, we praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We have the sax on. Hallelujah. Changeless, oh Almighty.
Words can describe your loveliness. You are glorious in all of your ways. You make my life so beautiful. Awesome God, you are so good.
awesome God.
Awesome God, you are so good.
You are an awesome God.
Awesome God, you are so good.
I love you, Lord.
We give you praise, Most High. You are our Redeemer. You are our Deliverer, our Protector, our Provider. God, you are God, and our trust is in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lion of Judah,
my trust is in you.
Ancient of Days,
my trust is in you.
Lily of the Valley,
my trust is in you.
I am that I am,
my trust is in you.
I put it all in you,
my trust is in you.
I put it all in you,
my trust is in you.
This it can do,
my trust is in you.
I bet that move,
my trust is in you.
Again and now,
my trust is in you.
I put it all in you,
my trust.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
My deliverer.
My trust is in you.
My provider.
My trust is in you.
You are my healer.
My trust.
My trust is in you. I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
I want us to sing it in Ukrainian. Hallelujah. What is God's name in Ukrainian? Any Ukrainians here? We don't have any Ukrainians here? We had. Okay, we call the Ukrainians here. You know the name? You know, in Polish, you know Polish? You guys are not helping today. Hallelujah. What is it in Polish? I know we have Poles here. Bro, where's upstairs? I can type it so I can see it. Hallelujah. My trust is in you. Easy can do.
My trust is in you.
Agbada guru.
My trust is in you.
King of kings and Lord of lords.
My trust is in you.
Prince of peace, oh Lord.
My trust is in you.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
Filipino, God's name. Let me have... Huh? Dios. Okay. That's like Spanish. Hallelujah. Boog, boog.
My trust is in you.
That's Polish. Boog, boog.
My trust is in you.
Dios.
My trust is in you.
Dios.
My trust is in you.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
Oh, Lua.
My trust is in you.
Whoa, whoa.
My trust.
That's Ukrainian.
Is in you.
Bo, bo.
My trust is in you.
Bo, 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 bo.
My trust is in you.
Uh-huh.
My trust is in you.
Uh-huh.
My trust is in you.
Abba said,
my trust is in you.
Oh, Abba said,
my trust is in you.
Chineke,
my trust is in you.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
Hallelujah. Do you trust him tonight? Do you trust him this morning? Hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. We celebrate the fact that our sister is here standing, singing and dancing. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. The enemy wanted to snuff her off, but failed woefully. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She always says, when she sees a new car, me too. I guess she's going to have a me too experience again. Healthy, kept by the love of God. The devil wanted to just take her. Wrecked her vehicle, possibly a total write-off. 2 days ago. But where is she standing right now? Where is she standing? Where is she standing? Hallelujah! The devil's a liar. Somebody hit her car and took off, didn't stop. Oh, but somebody else saw this and went after the person and got the license. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil is defeated. Greater things are in store. Hallelujah. I said greater things are in store. Somebody shout hallelujah. Lion of Judah,
my trust is in you.
My father, my fighter,
my trust is in you.
You turn water into wine,
my trust is in you.
God, you will raise the dead,
my trust is in you.
You meet all my needs,
my trust.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
I put it all in you.
My trust is in you.
Hallelujah. Son, in this house, he's looking for a vehicle. And heard the voice of the Lord, go to this place. So he went there and he met somebody there that was willing to do everything possible to make sure that he gets the car. Hallelujah. Cut down everything and gave him the best of the best. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. You have a testimony. I have a testimony. We have a testimony. God, our God, is everything to us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Bless you all. Bless you all. Thank you so very much. This morning we are going to have a very special guest. I'm going to be interviewing a great man of God this morning on this Missions Sunday. I know we are all going to be blessed. Amen? But before we get to that, ask Mama to come and lead us in our time of prayer. And children, you may come. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you. But maybe if you guys don't mind, after we pray for you, sit in the back side. And when we finish the interview, then you can go to your class so you can participate in that interview. Amen? Hallelujah.
Praise God. God day, everybody. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So, praise the Lord. Well, those of you sitting, stretch your hands as we pray for our children. And if you have any need this morning, it's a good time to join them. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day that you have made for us. We thank you, God, for our lives. Thank you for our families, all our biological children, and all our spiritual children, partners, extended families, and all the children standing here and those in Toronto and all over the world. We bless them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your hands be upon them. Keep them in the palm of your hands. For your word says they are carved in the palm of your hands. We lift every child before you, from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth every decade of life. We lift them before you. We declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ over every one of them. They are covered with the precious blood of Jesus. Their portion is victory. Their portion is greatness. Their portion is testimonies of saying, look what God has done. Their portion is declaration that God is awesome. God is wonderful. We give you praise for divine health, divine peace, divine joy. This is for every one of us, including all our teachers and our leaders. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, bless you, children. We continue to pray, so join in prayer. Father, we welcome you. You were here before us, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you into this house, into our lives, into our church, into our city, our nation, our homes, our businesses, everything that concerns our life, into every situation. We welcome you. Have your way and do what no man can do in all our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, our scripture reading this morning is going to be in Psalm 2. Psalm 2. So, they can stay with their parents until you're ready to leave. So it's better to have others. So parents, hold your children for now. Quickly, everybody sit down and settle down. So praise the Lord. Apostle asked you to stay till after the interview so everybody can stay with their parents. So parents, help to control your children in the meantime. Praise the Lord. I'm waiting for all of you to settle. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 2. It's not many verses. I think there are about 12 of them. So let's read together. All right. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? May we not imagine vain thing? So you have the heathen and you have the people. May you not be part of that kind of people. Know that God is good and don't imagine any evil. Somebody say amen. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. May you not be part of a sabotager of the things of the kingdom of God. May you be for God and not against God. In your family, in your church, in your business, in your city, in your nation. May you be for the living God. Say amen. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Can you laugh with the Lord this morning? Ha, Only two people laugh. I can make all of you really laugh. But you should laugh with the Lord. The Lord is always laughing. When they are plotting and planning and seeing how they can destroy you, God laughs, and then they see you come out of it victorious. Just like our sister Dorcas came out of that accident victorious. She walked out of the car. The car is smashed, but she walked out of it. Came home, just went for observation, and came home, and nothing missing, nothing broken. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's in the Me Too Club in this house. Hope you are also in that club. Somebody say, Me Too. No harm shall touch me. Hallelujah. We hurt no one and no one hurt us. Say amen. So don't sow in hurting other people. So when hurt comes, it will never touch you. Say amen. Hallelujah. So let's, he said, he that seated in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in what? Derision. Hallelujah. He'll be the one mocking them instead of them mocking us. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Nobody can stop the king from sitting on the holy hill. Do your worst, your position is secured in the Lord. May the Lord secure every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Where God has plotted and planned for you, you will be in that place, you and your family. Say amen. Because the king is sitting there and the king is living in us and we in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. So now you know who he's talking about. And what's his name? Hallelujah. He's sitting on the holy hill. And you also are seated with him. Hallelujah. Verse 8, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession. Say big amen. You have to ask for souls. You have to win souls. You have to bring people into the kingdom of God. If you are not telling people about Jesus and not bringing them into the kingdom of God, every other thing, say, seek my kingdom first. Every other thing will be added. So we need to pray this prayer all the time. Give us the heathen. Give them as our inheritance. Give us inheritance. Most of us will pray for silver and gold and houses and cars and things. If you've tasted of things, you will be tired of things. But taste of the Lord, you will never be tired of him. Amen. Say amen. Somebody say, I don't want to be tired of things. If you stay where God said, I will open the window and there will not be enough room, and that's your level, things, you will be tired of them and you'll be a distributor in the kingdom of God. Amen. Say amen. Your amen is weak. Amen. That's one of the best prayer you can pray. Lord, put me in this realm. Verse 9, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Say a big amen. Amen. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Now, these are rulers. These are the people that you think, oh, the kings, the judges, the people who are ruling and reigning in our earth realm. That people like to run to, they think they are the people with the power. God is telling them, be wise. Be wise. God is interested in every one of us serving him. Verse 11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When last did the power hit you and you are trembling before the Lord? Not making it happen, not fake, just being real. You need to pray that God will touch you. Say amen. Amen. Not you making it happen, not you shaking and making things happen. Let him come and touch you. You will tremble before him.
Hallelujah.
Say amen. Amen. It's a good prayer to pray. Say, Lord, touch me. Let it be real. Let it be real. Say, let it be real. Let it be real. Amen. That's the word of the Lord. Did you read that? Say, when you serve him, serve the Lord with fear, you will rejoice with what? Trembling. Verse 12, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Is that what we sang this morning? We put our trust in him. Hallelujah. Don't trust anything. Anything you trust in this world is going to leave you. The only thing you're going to keep forever and ever is the Lord. Somebody said, I put my trust in him. I put my trust in him. Put yourself, put your family, put your children, put your health, put your finance, your ministry, your career, your job, your marriage, your future, and your now. Put it on the Lord. Rise with me. Put your trust in him. Somebody say, Lord, I put my trust in you. Say, Lord, 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 I put my trust in you. My trust is in you. Whatever that situation is this morning, put your trust in the Lord. Lift your hands to him and put your trust in the Lord. The Lord is present. Give him your burden. Give him that situation. Give him and let him do what no man can do. Only what he is able to do. He's more than enough. I put my trust in you. I don't know about you this morning. I put my trust in the Lord. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. Lord, you will not keep your children aside. Forever you will answer their prayers. Lord, Lord, you are great. And you are worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. A testimony will rise from the camp of your children. Hallelujah. A testimony will rise. I receive a testimony. Put your hands up and take what belongs to you. I receive a testimony. Hallelujah. Father, let everyone encounter your presence this morning. You are more than enough. We give you praise. We give you praise. Can you join me to praise him? We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Praise him for the victory. 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 We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Come on, praise him. Give him praise.
Glory to God.
Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. Praise him. Thank you for your glorious covering.
Amen, Lord.
Thank you for the warmth of your embrace.
Amen, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your holy fire. Thank you for giving us the hidden for our inheritance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nations upon nations shall come to you.
In the name
of Jesus. They shall call you Lord.
Yes, Lord.
They shall bow before you. Mm. The nations of the earth, the kings of the earth, the judges of the earth, they shall come to you with trembling, magnifying your holy name. Mm. They shall say, the Lord is great and is greatly to be praised. The Lord, he is God.
Hallelujah.
And we will follow him.
Thank
you, God, for many coming into the kingdom,
Marash,
running into the kingdom, filling your house, filling your temple, filling our cities and our nations with your highest praise. We give you praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes,
peace within our walls and our palaces.
Amen.
Peace to the nation of Israel.
Yes,
and all the nations of the earth. Mm. Remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes, Lord.
That out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed.
Yes, Lord.
We receive that blessing now for Israel, Canada, United States of America, India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and all the nations of the air, the islands of the seas.
Yes, Lord.
Touch them, Lord.
Yes.
All nations of the earth.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever there's tongues, tribes, and people, male, female, boys, girls, we receive them and we bless them. May they come to worship you.
Mm.
And all first nations. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Lord, be in the service this morning. Thank you for our wonderful guest that Apostle is going to be interviewing. Thank you, Lord, for him, his wife, his ministry, the nation of Pakistan, and also all those who are hearing the sound of our voice this morning.
Yes.
Every part of the service, the word, the giving, the adoration, everything.
Yes.
Be magnified.
Amen.
Let your word perpetually go on. And perpetually save souls. Heal, restore, and make everyone who hears the sound of my voice whole.
Amen.
With a testimony in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Apostle.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. I see my brother and my friend, Pastor John Javed. Blessings, my brother. How are you?
I am good, man of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I know you're not feeling too well. You sent me a text this morning, so this is a double blessing. It's a sacrifice, a love journey for you today to spend this time with us on this Missions Sunday. We really, truly appreciate you.
We are so grateful. It's an honor to be with you. And I want to say this, you are looking so beautiful and handsome.
I dress just for you. Pakistani. Oh,
thank you. We give glory to God.
Amen. Well, saints, this man is an extraordinary man. Pastor John Javert and Pastor Rachel. They are doing an incredible work in a very difficult place in the land of Pakistan. God has raised this man up to bring in the harvest of the Lord, coordinating with so many men and women of God, making certain that the word of God penetrates into that land. It's a great honor to have him with us today. I thank God for him. He is a destiny helper. Amen. And because of him and his ministry, God has given us a nation. We're penetrating into a nation, the nation of Pakistan. And we celebrate that goodness of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give a good clap of offering unto the Lord. Yes. today I want to interview him because he was right there on the ground when we had the crusade this last March in the land of Pakistan. I still cannot pronounce the name of the place we had the crusade. I knew the name of the place that we were going to have it, but there was an embargo that no open air meetings should take place. But how many of you know when God sends you, he makes a way? And God made a way with this young man to make it open, and we did the work. So today I want him to share with us some of the testimonies of what God did in Pakistan, because we plan on being back there again. Amen? So Pastor John, I just wanted to share just briefly with the saints so that they have a sense of who we're talking with. A man that is operating by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you and your wife, Pastor Rachel. And in fact, I will say it, I've been ministering with interpreters for close to 40 years now. And she's been the best, without a shadow of a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt. So talk to us. Tell us something about the crusade that we had in March with you.
We are so grateful to you, first of all, man of God. It's a great, great time. We have seen people give their heart to Jesus Christ. We have seen amazing miracles. I want to say thank you, and I want to say thank to your family, as well as, to the entire church who was behind it, standing for it, praying for it. And I believe it's very, very important. And church did a great job. So we are so grateful. We have seen over 27,800 something souls get saved. And it was really amazing. It happened first time in that area, as that area basically, based on black magic, people go and do the grace worshiping, stuff like this. So it was very, very important place where gospel did not preach. And we've seen a real salvation. People give their heart to Jesus Christ. And we have seen really, really great breakthrough. As you was on the stage, you know, and the power of God hit that land. People were set free from demons, you know, as you was preaching. And, you know, the demons start hitting over there. And it's really, really amazing, you know, to see, you know, how people set free from that demon attacks, you know, who was suffering with the evil spirits. Then we see tumors, you know, disappear. You know, the people who cannot see, they were, you know, able to see with the power of God. And I believe on one thing, you know, it's very, very important. There was a God in this. If there was a no God, you know, it will never happen. So we praise God. It happened with the will of God. We have seen salvations. We have seen miracles. And we give all the glory to Jesus Christ. With that, you know, as we did a leaders meeting, pastors conference, it was so blessed. Like pastors was, you know, praying, and, you know, they were doing repentance. It's really amazing to see a great breakthrough in the leadership. In fact, I was just, they were just playing on TV, you know, your crusade testimonies. So I was just watching that 2 hours ago. In fact, it's just coming up right now as well. So we give all glory to God, what God did. And we can't wait to touch another place where gospel did not reach yet.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. You have helped us to go to places where the gospel had not been preached. We're not going to places where it's been bombarded with ministers and coming in and coming out day after day, week after week. But you have, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, helped us to connect to those areas that are fallow grounds, areas where nobody has penetrated. And I thank God that He has raised you up to help us reach that great, beautiful land of Pakistan. Praise God. Praise God. I missed something that you said. When you said you were describing the place we went to, you said something about I think you were saying something about the spiritual atmosphere there and what the people there were involved in. Did I miss that, or is that what you were saying?
Yeah, it was actually taking place, you know, as you was preaching, you saw that over there, like suddenly the wind, you know, the power of it was like God is breathing over there, you know. It's really, really great, you know. And I was outside standing and, you know, looking to that. And it was, when I was praying, I was feeling like God's hand is touching people over there. It was really, really great what God did in that area. It never happened. You know, the thing is this, it's very important. You know, today people don't believe on the crusades or these kind of stuff. So we are really, you know, bringing that thing. You know, and we want to thank you and the church, because it's very important that you understand the calling of God. You know, we cannot win souls, you know, as we are sitting or struck at one place. You know, it's a big thing, you know, to come out from your circle and preach the gospel. And then second thing is this, you know, it need to be preached in unreached places. You know, when Jesus select his disciples, you know, they were not preaching at one place, everybody, you know. And sadly, this is happening, you know, that's why we are struggling, we are working hard. You know, our teams are working hard to finding the locations where gospel did not preach yet. You know, because we don't want to create a drama, you know, just to make pictures or make foreigner happy, make church happy, or, you know, thousands of people got saved and stuff like this. We need a real salvation, and we are hungry for
salvation. Praise God.
That's what we are living for. And, you know, that is the reason that we said to you to come back, because we want to see a harvest, you know. If you know, we want to see this land will be changed. We
Amen.
Want to see the people will be touched by the blood of Jesus. And it's really amazing. It's really, really, I was sharing with you the woman who was have a, you know, hole in her heart, and she got healed, you know, when they did a test reports, you know, the heart is like a new. So, you know, it's really amazing. I was just hearing when you leave out of that, I was hearing the testimony. I don't know if I share with you or not. You know, the cancer, 4-stage cancer got healed.
Praise God.
And it's really amazing, you know, like no man can do it. This is the power of God, you know, who is using his man, is using his son to change the nation. And, you know, we are so grateful to God for this partnership.
Praise God. Praise God. Stage 4 cancer healed. Hole in the heart healed. That is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's faithful. You know, and, you know, going into an area where the gospel has not been preached, and the heathen that doesn't know God coming out and saying, something happened to me. Well, only God can do that. Only God can do that. I remember, because we started late, for whatever all the reasons, so we didn't have enough time to take testimonies and all of that, but there was a lineup of people that wanted to come give their testimonies. And I remember on the stage, there was a man. They lifted him and brought him up. He was paralyzed. He couldn't lift his hand. He was standing there. And they were trying to get me out, you know, so I stopped. You know, the guy says, I can't even lift my hand. My hand is paralyzed. I said, which one? This one. I said, lift it. The guy who was helping me didn't expect anything to happen. The guy just, whoop. Hallelujah. So even after everything was closed up and we were heading out, God was still healing people. God is such an awesome God. And Pastor John, I want to thank you. Because I remember so well in 2019, the Lord telling us that the doors were going to be closed, but it was also going to be open. And we're going to be going into these other nations. And God used your ministry, King's Ministry, King's Television, to help us break into that nation. Because every month, from early 2020, every month, we've had a crusade in one community or the other, places where the gospel has not been preached. I was asking the Lord the other day, I said, why the focus on Pakistan? What is the focus here in Pakistan? Because normally I'll go on to all the other places, but there's this focus on Pakistan. Lord, why? And he said, I love Pakistan. I love my children in Pakistan. They are my people. And this morning when I came to pray, I heard the Lord say something, that he's going to raise a leader in your country that loves the country and loves the people. And Pakistan is going to prosper.
Praise God.
God is going to raise up somebody, and I'm going to be fueling that word with prayer, believing God to raise up a man, a team that loves the country. They are not corrupt. They don't want corruption. They just want the people to prosper. And we declare it so now done. Even as you are helping to bring the gospel into that land, may God raise up even the body of Christ to a place of prominence in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are persecuting the church are going to see the manifestation of God's presence. Angels will show up before them, and just like Saul was transformed to become a Paul, there will be people in high leadership that are persecuting the church today that are going to come to salvation, because God has a plan for Pakistan, and we are going to participate in the makings of these miracles in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
We are so grateful for your passion. And I want to say one thing, you know, to the church and to everybody who is involved in this. You know, there are many, many people. Everybody can arrange crusade. That is not a big deal, you know, to gathering people or stuff like this. But the question mark is this, you know, is the gospel is really being preached in the area where gospel did not preach yet? You know, that is my concern, you know. Then, you know, other thing is this, after gospel or after salvation, what is happening to the souls? You know, is there somebody discipling them? You know, so these things are very, very important. And I want to say thank you for trusting us, standing with us. You know, when you was preaching, we were rejoicing. At, you know, when I was sitting back, I was rejoicing. The reason is this, souls was getting saved, you know. So we love you, you know, and we love the church just because you are true people, you know. You are preaching the true gospel. And I was talking to the team. I said, if there is somebody else, you know, because everybody have their own thought, you know, people mix the gospel, preach and stuff like this, you know. But when every time when you preach, you know, God is speaking to the people, that's important. And then we see the result, the souls are getting changed. So I want to say to the church, the reason why I'm sharing this, you know, as you are standing with man of God, you know, that is a right ground where you are sowing the seed. Remember this, you know, like I want to show you, give me a minute before it will go away. So I was just watching the testimonies. So, you remember that girl who was possessed?
Yeah.
Here you are.
Yes.
So see? So it's still going on. They was repeating, you know. So that thing is, this is all about. You know, when you are standing with somebody, you know, people need to know where they are standing, what they are doing, you know, and we have seen the result right here. So we are so grateful, and we really appreciate your effort, your time, your love, your prayer. And the good thing is this, you never care about the size of the crusade. You know, even there is 100 people, 50 people, you know, 30,000 people, you know, you preach the gospel. And that's why we love you. You know, it's all about soul. And we love you, we care you. And I want to say to the church, the man of faith and sister, they are faithful servants of God. And, you know, the time that we spent here, definitely you guys are growing in their presence. And, you know, the time that we spent here, you know, so many home churches take birth under his ministry. You know, here in Pakistan, and
home churches.
That is only happened when God is moving or God is using the person. No man can do that. No man can change person. No man can bring a person. No man can perform a miracle. You know, I always said to the people, I said, if you will see the magicians, you know, they can kill people, but they cannot make a person alive. That is only the power of God who gives life. And, you know, that life is coming out through the man of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't want to keep you any longer. I know that you have expended so much energy, you know, just making certain that you join us today. And in spite of the fact that, you know, you're a little bit under the weather, but God is good, and He's healing and restoring you right this very moment. And please extend our warm greetings to the team. I know they're already working, trying to put up a meeting for October. And
yes.
So we're looking forward and trusting God to bring all the resources we need to get the job done. So another city is impacted and another area is captured for the glory of God. And so thank you so very much, my brother.
Thank you, Pastor. We are so grateful to you and sister and entire church, entire management team. Thank you very much for working so hard. God bless you.
Bless you too, my brother. God bless you. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's a joy to have Pastor John with us today and to share this opportunity. Those 27,000 plus souls that came to the Lord when we had that meeting in March will also be used by God to bring others into the kingdom. And you and I are part of that. The reward and the harvest, the stars will be on your crown and on mine. I may have gone by myself that time, but we all went together. Amen? Your investment made it possible. And today I just want to celebrate the goodness of God. I don't know if you heard him say it. Home churches have started that want to be under the canopy of this ministry. Hallelujah. And that's just one ministry. I went because of him. But when I got there, the first meeting was the ordination of bishops and pastors and leaders in another son's ministry. Praise God. I will bring that one on another day. And he has, you know, we just had a short meeting. But the miracles that God did, and we are part of it because we are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want us to understand that the greatest thing that we can give, the greatest investment that we can invest is in souls. God's greatest investment was in souls. Let me say that again. God's greatest investment and God's greatest focus and purpose. And if we are created in His image and in His likeness, this must also be our heartbeat, is souls. When you walk out of this church today and you're walking out before you get to the doors, you're going to see a banner right on by the front doors, and it will talk about souls, God's heartbeat, souls, souls, souls. The Word of God says in Mark 8, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but lose his soul?" Did God create the world? Let me ask the question again. Did God create the world? So what is it that we as men want? What are we all striving for? The things that are in the world. The money, the gold, the minerals, the diamonds. You know, diamonds are a girl's best friend. We want the gold. We want the oil. We want the lithium. Oh, well, let's get the lithium so we can have some nice electric cars. I'll be the richest guy around. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God who created all of that says, if you gained all of that and you lose your soul, you got nothing. The greatest investment is for souls. You are more important than anything else. And if you are that important, and the next person by you is that important, and the people out there in the nations of the world are that important, then our greatest investment must be for the salvation of souls. But before I go any further in this message, I want to share two clips with you. One will be about this particular Sunday, about this being a mission Sunday, and also some of the things that we just heard. And then the second one is going to be one that releases breakthrough or challenges us to work towards having people come into their breakthrough. I'm going to have those two videos play back to back. First one on missions, and then I'm going to share briefly with us. That's television, the broadcast. People getting saved. That's not the 27,000 at the ground. That young kid, the big lump disappeared, just gone. Praise the Lord. Okay, before the next video comes on, King Television broadcasting the crusade live, people were getting saved in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Iran. We were penetrating all of that area. Praise the Lord. So this is a crucial point. And I believe that's partly why God has chosen Pakistan and raised this young man to start King Television. On one program that we had with King Television, one program, 28,000 people in a 30-minute segment or an hour segment from all over that area came to salvation. From this particular network that God connected us with, millions have come to the Lord in the last few years. Praise the Lord. People who did not know the Lord, staunch Muslims coming to God, Hindus coming to God. God is pulling people. Hallelujah. Now I want you to watch this next video. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God set you free to set other people free. Now, I don't know how that hand did what it did. The owner went to catch both of them, and the hand escaped. It locked the rooster in, but a hen went about to unravel whatever the man did and set the rooster free. Well, you and I were once in bondage. Some of us were never walking in sin. However, we were free. But free to do what? Free to roam around? Or were you freed to make certain that somebody else gets free? Your assignment and my assignment is not only to celebrate our freedom, but to make certain that our freedom gives us that opportunity to set other people free. I may have gone through a test and I came out of it, but my testimony should bring a breakthrough to somebody else. You and I have not been called to sit down in the pew. As Pastor John said, we cannot change the world or impact other people sitting in one spot. We've got to go outside our natural boundaries to see somebody come to salvation. It is our assignment. I'm glad that you are here in church this morning and that you are here for Bible studies and for prayer meetings and so on and so forth. But the church is not about us. The church is to bring the sick in, the lost in, so that the lost can find the salvation of God. I am here, and you are here, to make certain that people's lives are forever changed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Word of God says that he that winneth souls is wise. In Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30, Proverbs 11 and 30, Proverbs 11 and verse 30. The Word of God says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. The fruit of the righteous, the fruit of the righteous, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. I would think that before the Word of God would talk about the fruit, that it would talk about the seed. Seeds precede fruit. Jesus, our Lord, mentions in the Gospel of Luke about the parable of the sower of seed. He said the sower goes and he started scattering seed, and some fell on the pathway, some fell amongst thorn-infested ground, some fell amongst rocks, and some fell on the good soil that had been plowed. The one that fell on the pathway, the birds came, picked it up, took off. The ones that fell upon the rock sprung up really quick, filled with joy. But it didn't have roots in itself. And so it died. The ones that fell amongst the thorn-infested ground, Bible says they grew and they were choked. And it says they were choked by the cares of this world. They allowed the world to affect them and they perished. But the one that fell on the good ground, it bore fruit. Watch this. It says, and other fell on good ground and sprang up and bore fruit an hundredfold. And when the disciples didn't understand this parable, Jesus explained it to them and said, the seed is the word of God. Say it with me. The seed is the word of God. One more time. The seed is the word of God. So in the sowing of the word of God came the fruit. There is no fruit without first sowing the seed. Now, the seed that we sow many times, we might think isn't working. In fact, 75%, let's put it that way, of the seeds did not produce anything, but 25% produced everything that was needed. Praise God. Yes, there were thousands and thousands of people in the crowd that were ministering to you. 27,000 of those came to the Lord. Now, all 27,000 may follow and continue with the Lord. I don't know. But what I do know is this, that God is going to use those that were there who followed through because they received a pure word, an incorruptible word, like Pastor John was saying. He's had so many ministers come and says, there's something different about this one. And that's why the team are marshalling themselves to make sure that we come back as soon as possible. In fact, he wanted me back in August already. He said, I can't do it then. When can you do it? What about September? I said, no, I'm going to be doing the feast. The earliest I can get there is October. Okay, we'll take October. Isn't it too cool then? It doesn't matter, we're going to do it October. Why? The gospel has to be preached. Lives have to be changed. One of the things God told me not to do, and I do not blame anybody else or fault anybody else, but this was the assignment. He said, you, I don't want you working anywhere else. You, your focus has to be about this gospel and taking this gospel around the world. That's your assignment. But where am I going to have the finances from? That's not for you to worry about. You go do what I want you to do. And I believe that everyone that God has brought to this house, God brought you here to help fulfill that vision. Amen? And I believe strongly that one of the reasons the enemy fights against this ministry as forcefully as he has to make certain that we don't have a mega church is because he wants to try to stifle what God wants to do. But he's losing because we're still doing what God says we should do. Hallelujah. We're still doing it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And for everyone that God has placed in this house, the word of God says there is a fruit of righteousness, and that fruit is the tree of life. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Take me back there. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life. Why did God drive the people out of the garden? Because of the tree of life. That's what he said they should not eat out of. Is that right? But God says, listen, I tell you what was forbidden you to have when you start sowing the true gospel and your heart is for the true gospel, I'm going to produce trees of life. Praise God. Things that will sustain. And then he says, and he that winneth souls is what? Wise. So if we are not winning souls, we are what? Unwise. Hallelujah. Is that what we are going to be? No. We're going to be the wise. Now, Jesus, our Lord, said, I liken a wise man to the man who came, heard my words, and what? Did it. He says, a foolish man comes, hears my words, and doesn't do it. The difference between the wise man and the foolish man was not in their coming, and it was not in their hearing, but in their doing or not doing. Now, when God calls us to do, it's because he's calling us to obey his instruction.
Now, what was the instruction of the Lord? And we must be mindful of this, that the last words of a man are very important. When a man is about to die and he starts saying certain things, those words are very important. So we talk about the last will and testament. Yeah? Okay. What was the last will and testament of the Lord? So to speak, when he came back from the dead, one of the last words he spoke to the disciples were these words in Mark 16, "Go ye into all the world and do what? Preach the gospel." Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. To every creature. Hallelujah. To every creature. Now, that's an interesting statement. Preach the gospel to every creature. When I think about that word, I always think about that word creature. Why didn't he just say preach the gospel to every person? Why did he say creature? Because the word of God, it's not like the dog is going to get saved or the cat is going to get saved, but when we preach the gospel, all creation begins to recognize that our freedom is coming. Amen. Hallelujah. When people get saved, the dog also celebrates because he knows, I'm going to become like a real dog like I'm supposed to be. Because everything has been subdued. Do you hear what that? Everything has been subdued because of man. Look at that chicken. Acting smart. How smart can a chicken be? Because God has not created anything in a mediocre way. But everything has been subdued just because of you and I. And when we break free and are wise and we begin to preach this gospel, and so that every ear hears it, and people come to salvation, then the Lord says, he's going to come back. And when he comes back, everything gets to go home free. Praise the Lord. So even the chicken is celebrating when we go out preaching. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. We need to preach the gospel. We need to testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Go, preach the gospel to every creature. Let people come to salvation. Mission Sunday, when we talk about Mission Sunday and we celebrate the last Sunday of the month as our Mission Sunday, it's not just to go out to the nations of the world. The fact is that this here that we live in is now a mission field. The world has come to us. Hello? The world is here. And the world that is here, they work here, they send their monies back
to their home countries to support their families. But do you know what else can happen? They can come here, and rather than being corrupted by the evil imaginations of men in this culture, they can hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, get saved, and take that gospel back to their own nation. Is somebody listening? We are called to impact lives. That's our assignment. We must not forget our assignment. You're looking for, what is my purpose? Well, that's your purpose. To bring deliverance. There was a movie many years ago called The Matrix. How many of you have seen or heard about The Matrix? Well, there's Keanu Reeves, he's acting, I've forgotten the name of his, the role that he was playing. But anyway, his purpose was to bring deliverance. He had to come to recognize that. You and I need to recognize what our assignment is. God saved me so that I can be a conduit to bring salvation to other people. By every means possible. By every means possible. In fact, the Word of God teaches us that when we go to work, that we're not going to work so that we can earn monies, so that we can eat, but rather so that we have funds to give. To give for what? So that souls come to salvation. Your greatest assignment in this life is not to build the biggest house. No, that's not big. Now, God does not mind if you have a 20,000 square foot house. He could care less about that. He doesn't mind that. God doesn't care whether you're driving a Rolls Royce or Lamborghini or whatever. He could care less about that. Do whatever it is you want to do. But the first thing that you must think about when you earn your wages, that's why God asks you for your tithe and for the first fruit, is to think about the kingdom of God. And when you're thinking about the kingdom of God, you must be about souls, because that's what God is concerned about. Everything I do must be about souls. How can I give so that lives can be changed, lives can be transformed? Yes, you can show. You think you're going to impress God by bringing a nice Lamborghini, Mercedes Benz, Rolls Royce, and say, God, look at what I got. Look at what I got. A bunch of junk. Is God going to be impressed by that? What is going to impress God? Souls. 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 Someone says souls. That's what's going to impress God. People. People are more important than things. And everything we do must be about that. God, how can I be the best? How can I provide for the cause of the kingdom? You brought me here. You saved me. What can I do to partner with you in what's of importance to you, God? And I tell you what, that which is important to God is souls. Praise the Lord. Everything that you think about must be about souls. Souls, 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 souls. Their salvation, provision. So when I go and I buy a television,
I must think about souls. I'm buying this television and somebody's going to get paid and that person's going to have some money to do whatever it is they need to do. But Lord God, I'm praying, Father, that as they come, as they receive that money, Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, that their heart will be grabbed by your love. Let every dime I spend, whether it's for something spiritual or something natural, let it impact a life. Hallelujah. Everything, whatever it is you've got, you must consider it as an investment in souls. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he says, go into all the world, preach the gospel. In Romans chapter 15 and verse 20, something that Pastor John shared as I interviewed him just a moment ago. He says, yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel. I strived to preach the gospel. Not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. I'm always looking for new ground. Somewhere that nobody else has gone to preach there. I'm always looking for somewhere new, some other way to reach another life. That must be the passion of our hearts. Who can I reach today? Who can I touch today? Who can I invite? Because ultimately, it is God that saves souls, but we must make a connection with them somehow to make certain that nobody is lost. Hallelujah. In Romans 10 and verse 15, he makes a very crucial statement. He says, how shall they preach except they be what? Sent. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Glad tidings of good things. The gospel of peace, bringing glad tidings of good things. He says, but how are we going to go preach if we're not sent? The reality is, yes, the Lord has sent us, but the sending that he's talking about is the support of the ministry. The support of the ministry. If we all, you and I, focus on our houses, our bills, our whatever, and that's all our focus. Who focuses on the house of the Lord? Oh, I've got lots of bills. I have to cut down on my giving. So, who takes care of the bills of the house? Say, what does that have to do with souls? Let's put it this way. Straight talk. Are you ready? Are we ready for straight talk? Okay. So, let's say what God has assigned for me to give is $10. And somebody else $20. And somebody else $30. But I cut mine, which is my $10, I cut it down to $2. And the one that has 30 cuts theirs down to $8. And the one that's supposed to give 40 cuts theirs down to $15.
Now we have a deficit. Yeah? Okay. So, but we have a bill, collective bill, that costs $100. And that bill is the water bill. That bill is the light bill. That bill is whatever bill. Are you with me so far? So we don't pay that bill, and we come to church, and the lights are out. What do we say? This is the doing of the Lord or the doing of the devil? Who did it? The Lord, the devil, or us? Huh. And what will our testimony be then? Look what the Lord had done, right? No? Unacceptable? Huh. Oh, if the pastor only had more faith, the bill would be paid. Yes? No, are we speaking Greek here, or is we're talking real language here? My lights are on, but the lights at the church is down. Why is it down? Well, maybe the pastor ate our money. That's why. Look at all of us, you know. I'm sure people are giving. Somebody's giving something. And you know the people that say stuff like that are the people that don't give. The biggest mouths in church are those that don't give a dime. Those that give are always finding a way to give more. I've been around long enough to know this. But those that don't give are always having great ideas. Especially ideas of how we can make some more money so that we can pay the bills, when God's assignment is so that I give, so that the bills are taken care of. But more than the bills being taken care of, so that there's meat in my house. Is that what it says? Yeah. So that there is what? Meat in my house. Do you know why it says so that there may be meat in my house? It's not only so that there's food to give out, but so that the man or woman of God is not disturbed by all this other stuff and is focused on what is number one. So that when you come to church, you hear the word of God, which is the true meat. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So we've got to make that connection and recognize that God says that he wants to take care of me, but he assigned me to take care of his house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody listening? Say, Pastor, what are you saying to me? I'm saying, just do what God says for you to do. Because ultimately, it's about souls. Because if the lights are shut off, who is going to come? Oh, maybe you, if you are the faithful one, you bring your candle and your flashlight and you point it at. Or sit down in the dark and look at your iPad and be able to read, and we can sing a cappella. But who is out there that does not know the Lord that will come inside that church to do the same thing with you? Nobody? Well, I'm faithful. I still came to church, Pastor. I brought my candle. I brought my lamp. I brought my flashlight. I bought it at Home Depot. Well, you may not hear what I'm talking about in some other church, because the pastor will be very embarrassed to talk about it. But not here. I have no shame. I am clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So I speak English to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are called to win souls. We are called to take the assignment of the Lord to the nations. But it says this gospel has to be preached in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and the utmost parts of the earth. Let's do our part. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You still love me? Okay. Hallelujah. Well, let us honor God with our giving. But this being Mission Sunday, I want us to do more than we'll normally do. As you heard, we are going to be doing another ministry trip into that land, and before that, to other places. But Pakistan is different. And some of those nations, because the Christian community is very small. And they are learning and they are growing in their giving, but they are not altogether there. And so we need to subsidize greatly. Now, the crusade, this man of God helped us put together. It cost us quite a bit. And it cost them quite a bit. Others have gone and they take 100% of the cost on themselves. But for us, they take a good chunk of that weight on themselves. Other people come and they have to fund everything to come there. But here, grace, favor, has spoken, says, no, we're going to partner with this. We know you've got something. And they did not come to that conclusion overnight. They came to that conclusion after 2+ years of ministering in different communities and seeing the miracles of God every meeting. Salvation. This is a ministry we need to work with. We need to take this ministry somewhere else where the gospel has not been preached. So today, I want us to make an investment. I want everyone to make an investment. The meetings are coming up down the line. The first time that we did this, I think we did it virtually, online, via Zoom. Remember that? And the thousands of people that came to the Lord. And the miracles that happened. And said, no, this is not something we should do online. Got to be in person. And we did. And God showed himself strong. And this next one, I'm believing God that he will give us no less than 60,000 to 100,000 souls. One shot. Amen? It is doable. We can shake that nation, but we need to invest in it. When we first started, they said, you're writing church history. The guys are here that help, you know, to do the recording when the testimonies come and the report. You're writing church history because what is happening here has not happened in our nation before. It's not because of how many people we have here. but because of the God we have here. Amen? And we can accomplish whatever we set our minds to accomplish. Praise the Lord. We can invest in the kingdom of God. Now, right now, we have bills in this church that we should focus on. But the first and most important is souls. I didn't come talking to you about other things. I'm talking to you about souls. So today, I'm going to ask, could you bring me some envelopes, please? You can come now and start giving your regular offering, but I'm going to ask for some envelopes for some people that may want to say, you know, Pastor, I'm going to invest in souls. Just bring it to me. I want them to take it from my hand. I don't want anybody to feel pressured.
I'll be the first.
Okay, thank you. Praise the Lord. I want people that are going to invest $1,000, $5,000, I don't know, $500. Whatever it is that you want to invest in souls, and you can give it now, you can give it in a month's time, 2 months' time. But you're going to work at it. And I'm going to give a substantial amount. It's going to be an investment for souls. I want those people. I'm not going to ask you how much it is. Praise the Lord. But as you take this envelope, you are making a commitment to the Lord. And this is what I'm going to give. It's going to be a sacrificial gift for souls. I want those lives in Pakistan, those lives in India, those lives in Australia, those lives in Ireland and Scotland, wherever they are. I want somebody's life forever changed. Well, thank you, man. God bless. Yes. Yeah, just when you put the amount, just say missions, okay? And they will know. Do mark it out under missions. There should be a part there, yeah, right in the middle of the envelope, missions. If you want to bring that envelope back to me, you can bring it back to me, but do take note of what amount it is that you're planning on giving. And so I know that so many people are giving such and such an amount. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyone else want an envelope? Just come. Take it. All right. I'm not going to belabor that. God knows how to multiply our seed sown. Rise with me. Mama, please come. I want to thank God for every one of you that have been faithful in your support of the work of God, making it possible for these doors to be open. So that others can come in and find life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Has everybody received the elements of communion? Does anybody need one? If you need an element of communion, please raise your hand. This one, two cameramen need. Anybody else need an element of communion? Okay. And over to my left here is somebody. Up in the second row there. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise God. I know by the time we finish, it's going to round up and close. Just a reminder, what is May 6 again? I can hear you. Okay, make sure you celebrate and acknowledge that and be a blessing to Him. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Well, this is the body of the Lord. It's broken for our healing, our deliverance, our peace, our protection, for total provision. But most of all, for the salvation of everyone. For God is not willing that anyone perish, but that all come to repentance. As we take off this body today, may God touch us, everyone, in every part of our person, and not just us, but those that He has created us, purposed us to impact for His glory and honor. Do this in remembrance of the Lord and receive your miracle. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
Thank the Lord for shedding His blood and giving every one of us opportunity to be born back into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
We were separated from Him and now we are back home. So I want to thank God for all those souls that in Pakistan that have come to join the kingdom of God.
Yes.
I want to thank God for all our families. May the blood of Jesus cover every one of us.
Hallelujah.
For when I see the blood, I will pass over.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank you that death has passed over.
In Jesus' name.
Problems have passed over.
In Jesus' name.
Sickness and disease have passed over.
In Jesus' name.
Poverty and lack have passed over.
In Jesus' name.
Confusion and sorrow have passed over.
In Jesus' name.
We receive,
yes,
this cup of blessing.
Amen.
Cup of divine health.
Hallelujah.
Divine wealth.
Yes, Lord.
Divine prosperity.
Amen. Amen.
Divine connection with our living God.
Yes, Father.
Take and drink.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Father, we declare your blessings. You said you'll multiply our seed sown. Lord, we have presented to you our seed offerings. We ask, O God, that you, the God of multiplication, will multiply and increase us numerically, increase us financially, increase us in every area that matters, that our lives may be a testament of your glorious blessings. For God, you are so good, and our trust is in you. Blessed be your holy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord bless you richly.
Amen.
And may you flourish and blossom in every area of your life.
Amen.
I'll take this quick moment to welcome some people that I've not seen here before. So if you don't mind, just give me a quick moment to say hello to some faces here. Hallelujah.